I'm fine, Meredith. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. Thank you very much. So there's a special event coming up. It's called Marriage Recognition Sunday, always coming up this second Sunday in February. Can you tell us a little bit about what Marriage Recognition Sunday really is?
I'll be glad to, Meredith. It is an exciting time for the people of faith. It's a designated day that we have asked churches all over the city, even around the Chattanooga area, to just pause a few minutes in morning worship just to recognize and acknowledge God's holy institution of marriage.
And this is part of a larger recognition kind of as far as Marriage Recognition Week here in Chattanooga.
Yes. We decided long before we knew about National Marriage Week, we were recognizing couples on a particular Sunday, and it was later in the year, and had an opportunity just to be perusing the internet and recognize that there was a national week that our country sets aside to recognize marriage in the month of February. So we decided to just bring that Sunday up and celebrate as well in that National Marriage Week.
Well, that is coming up so soon. It's hard to believe that we're almost already there. But the good news is that it's not too late for churches, for small groups, for your Sunday school class to get involved. What are some of the ways that people can really go about this tangibly?
Well, I'm just amazed at the ideas and the creativity that we are able to learn from the churches who do participate. But we started off by just asking them to do something as simple as recognize the couple who have been married the longest or the shortest period of time. Also, you can have times where you give away gifts, do just a drawing, an inside drawing. Pastors preach on marriage sometimes that Sunday if the Lord leads them to. We don't try to tell the pastors what to preach. They may be on a series, but just to pause a minute and do something. You know, when people decide to do something, especially God's people with all the gifts that we have, they come up with just great ideas. Mm-hmm. So we're still excited and learning every year of things that we can do just to encourage couples, but to honor God.
Above all, that's what we're looking at doing, is we really recognize marriages because we're recognizing this image of Christ in the church. It's mind-blowing to me that we have this wonderful example that we can celebrate. And that Covenant Keepers, you guys even have a special way of saying thank you if a church or small group does something to recognize Marriage Recognition Sunday.
We do, and we would like for every church, whatever you do, no matter how simple or how engaging, we would like for you just to email us and say, hey, we participated. And our way of saying thank you is that we would take all of those churches and put them in a basket, and we would do our own drawing. We will present that church with a two-night stay at the Chattanooga Hotel, and hopefully we'll throw in a lot of other niceties this year. We try to do nice little gift baskets as well, but we'd like to have them enjoy dinner and a two-night stay on us, just because we want them to know we appreciate it. You don't have to do that, and we appreciate it when you do.
And we love being able to take this weekend out of the year and really, really put some emphasis on this. But it is something that we want to be recognizing each and every day throughout the year. We want to be strengthening our families, strengthening that example of Christ in the church. What kind of biblical encouragement would you have for couples who are looking to do this year round?
Covenant Keepers does have an emphasis on women especially, and also men. We have a lot of workshops and just ways that we reach out to those who are not married yet, because we do understand that we all can switch places. Married people can be single. Single can become married. But yes, we want to always encourage all of us as the body of Christ, because love is not just for married people. Mm-hmm. We want to love on our singles. In fact, sometimes we look at singles and we think, maybe if I was a single, I wouldn't have to ask my husband if I could do this. But God has been so plain in his word to say that the singles care for the things of the Lord, how they may please him. And so they're free in a different way. But altogether, God is looking to the church, his people, to really exemplify his love for the church. We are the bride of Christ. And we just appreciate that, especially in this culture, that the church is going to continue to take a stand. And we just thank God for the opportunity to do that here in Chattanooga.
And something that a lot of us don't think about, there are passages in scripture where we're told to look after the widows. My own grandmother, she was widowed 21 years ago now. And we have so many instances of that throughout the whole community, somebody who definitely needs to be loved.
Exactly. And we do not want to overlook the fact that there were those among us, and there are those among us, who were married until death did them part. And we're amazed again at how many times We get the messages from the various churches of the widows that were married 30, 40, 50, some 60 years to their spouses before one of them passed away. And with our Covenant Keeper events all year, anytime we're doing something for the women, we're doing it for the singles, the teens, and the widows. We try to keep that message in front of all of us. So we definitely want to encourage the churches, do not forget to recognize the widows.
What a great example. Certainly something to keep on your calendar this year and everyone to come. Second Sunday of February, Marriage Recognition Sunday. Rosalind, thank you so much for joining us. And if somebody wants to learn more about this or other services that Covenant Keepers offers, where can they find more information?
Please feel free to visit us at www.covenantkeepers.org.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Rosalind. You have a blessed day.
Thank you for having me, and you do the same.